This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
With Tuesday Drive on Joy 94.9. My name is Dean. I'm here, and Annie is here.
What's with that voice?
And intern Nick, he's also here. Bit of a change up today with our team. Dean.
Still Team Dean, and we are talking about some exciting stuff that I got up to. I'm like, well, you know what? If Jack's not here, let's just talk about me for a change.
We're talking about Jack's, don't we? So I guess it's fair enough. Now, you celebrated a birthday last week.
I sure did. I love birthdays. Anyone who knows me, I love the day. I love the week. I have a birthday week. Let's just do a birthday month. So it's still going. And
But you are under 30.
I am under 30.
So the novelty's still there.
For you're Nick jaded and myself, we're a little bit. Birthdays now.
Yeah, a bit jaded. You, Nick, you're a bit jaded. I can
What's
see that.
What's a birthday?
Oh. Poor lamb.
Sounds like he's in the corner just like chain smoking cigarettes at this point. Were you ever excited about birthdays, Dean?
Maybe in my 30, before I turned 30, maybe, but now it's just like another day.
Just another day. That's sad. Let me never be like that.
Oh.
Because I did things a little bit differently.
What would you do?
I kept it very low key. Uh-huh. Yeah, and kind of appreciated family a little bit more. I went and had brunch with my younger sister because she's hasn't got uni at the moment. And, you know, I don't work a day job anymore. So that was really nice. Like, the cafe was empty. I had a beetroot latte. It wasn't that nice, actually.
What was it?
Beetroot latte. Oh. It tasted very stringy. And I think my friend said what they do is they grate the beetroot and they strain it and then they add milk. So I probably will just get a chai latte.
I think it's a birthday treat. I didn't know.
Yeah. Coffee's it was pink, though. Enough, it was very, it was nice to look at. Good for the Instagram. And then I went on a bike ride in the afternoon and because I'm training to do this crazy 550k ride for charity in August.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And we went to the Collingwood Children's Farm and I patted a horse. And that was cool.
What a big day out.
That was a big day. And then I finished it with a giant meal at nighttime. And I've not had a birthday at home for dinner for many, many years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was different because my mum, she's a waitress at a Chinese restaurant. So she took our orders and took them to the restaurant. The chef made it all specially. And there was so much left over. I'm still eating it. And my birthday was last Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was wondering, what about you?
Did you bring some in for us?
I'm sorry, no. No, that was like our radiothon show when I brought all the disgusting foods.
You
but
did.
All the good stuff I keep for myself.
Nick, what would you have for your birthday?
You could request anything and a chef would make it for you for your birthday.
Yeah, because I eat everything. I guess a suckling pig.
Oh, yeah.
Like a pig on a spit.
Yeah. I've had friends who have that at their weddings now. You can have a big pig on a spit.
How many weddings do your friends have?
as many as they want.
Yeah, well, as many as they want, yeah. What about you, Dean?
I don't know. Because I've got a special birthday coming up later this year and we're thinking like going to a restaurant and doing like a degustation menu. So that whole... don't make me choose. Just bring out little tasty morsels over, two or three hour period.
It's never filling though, is it?
Well, over 2 or 3 hours, it does fill you up eventually.
Yeah.
But that way I don't have to choose. Don't make me choose. It's my birthday. I have to make decisions every day.
Well, that's why I don't like eating out either. Like, I got to sit at home and just chill out with my stretchy pants. That's the
is that
best
right?
thing about it.
Now, we also had a message in there. We were just talking about your birthday last week, Annie.
Yeah, it was on Thursday. Uh-huh. I love birthdays and I also love food even more. So I got my mum. She said, you know what? You can have anything you want from my restaurant and my chef will cook it up. And I requested my favourite basic kind of white person meal, which was sweet and sour pork. I love it. And we had chicken. There was like crispy pork. There was vegetarian spring rolls. And I'm still eating all the food and it's been like nearly a week. So
Does it stay fresh?
Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
A bit of cling wrap in the front. Yeah. I don't know if that's right. I don't know if you'd be doing that.
But I did ask, what would you want as your birthday meal? If you had a chef cook you anything that you wanted for your birthday, you don't have to care about calories. It's your birthday. What would you have?
No calorie counting on your birthdays.
No.
Now, I was saying that I wouldn't mind doing a degustation meal because I don't want to choose. Just bring out the food. But you do the choice and just bring it out and stage it out.
Smart.
And Brad from Marvellous Melbourne. Hey, Brad. He sent us a message on 0427 Joy 949. Brad has said, always trying to get me to go somewhere. He's saying that for a special birthday degustation meal, you might want to make a trip to the Barossa Valley. And there's a restaurant there where he went with, last year, Brad went with his ex. And you're not going to leave hungry. It's a degustation menu in the Barossa Valley.
Wow. Would you be willing to travel to Adelaide for your birthday?
I don't know.
Well, the wineries there are really nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do like a winery.
You do.
You like a winery, don't you, Nick?
Well, yeah, and you can meet your sister halfway.
I could. My sister lives in Perth, and we're going to catch up for our... Because I'm a twin, so we're going to have our birthday celebration somewhere in Australia.
And it's locked in. You're definitely doing something with her. You just don't know where.
Just don't know where yet.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Ideas. It's good to have a plan, isn't it?
But the date's locked in.
I know which date it is. Exactly. You are with Tuesday Drive on Joy 94.9. You're with Dean, you're with Annie, you're with Nick, the intern. I should explain what Nick is interning in.
I'm the work experience kid.
You're doing Taste of Radio at the moment, and you're sitting in and taking notes on how to do it.
Oh, lots of notes.
Lots of notes.
I'm wearing the pencil out.
He doesn't even have a pen or notepad.
No.
But it's better than hanging out with your dad when you had to do work experience. You know how some kids would cheat and they just go to their parents' workplace? Like, my friend hung out by the pool.
Oh, really?
His dad was a builder, yeah. Lazy.
What are you saying? Nick's our daddy?
No. I'm saying he's done the right thing. He wasn't lazy about it. He went out and did... Yeah.
I'm with you now.
I didn't know where that was going.
Yes. No, Nick. You can be my daddy if you want. I'm looking for one.
Are you a dog owner?
I'm not a dog owner. I would love to have a dog.
Love to have a dog. Now, Nick, you're not a dog owner either, are you?
No, but like any, I'd love to have a dog. It's just... Not practical. Yeah.
Not always practical,
situation.
Is it? Yeah. Now, I have got a dog. I last year adopted a retired greyhound.
Oh, was it that recent?
Good.
It was the last year, yeah.
It seems like you've been best buddies for years
forever,
and years.
I know, right? And there's all this research about the bond between pets and dogs. And I've always thought it's just needy people trying to, you know, wanting to bond with a dog who's really not interested.
Oh.
But now
that's probably me and every dog.
Oh, do you think? Yeah. But I had an experience on the weekend, and I'm wondering whether Bodhi, my greyhound, and I are developing a special bond that I wasn't aware of. Now, I should explain, with my greyhound, we don't allow him on the furniture, so he's never been up on the bed or up on the couch. He has recently started getting on the couch. We're not sure we want to allow that, but... Hey.
Yeah, there was a picture of that on our Instagram page.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the first time he did it, and he's got the colourful blanket, having a grand old
time. Oh, he's laying
right
back on the couch, yeah. So we don't know if we want to encourage the dog up on the furniture. But over the weekend, and you might hear it in my voice, I got a bit of a cold.
No, I can't tell at
all. But I thought I've got to have a bit of a nana nap. Had a bath.
Oh, sounds delightful.
Had a bath. Had my hot lemon and a bit of honey.
Oh, good. And lemon, yep, yes.
Always
get
good.
That into you.
That's right. I had to lie down. So I had to lie down. My boyfriend, Anthony, he was in the lounge room watching something on his, you know, streaming service. So I'm in the bedroom asleep. And I'm sleeping and, you know, getting some good Z's. And then I wake up and there's something next to me.
It's an alien.
No, it's a greyhound. My Bodhi, my greyhound, had jumped up onto the bed, never done this before, and there he is snuggled up against me. And I reckon he knew that I wasn't well. I reckon.
Oh.
What do you think? Is that likely?
No, didn't you say your boyfriend was on the couch?
Yeah.
So?
I'd nowhere else to sit.
Yeah.
I'll have a bed.
And... Figured body warmth would be good.
I remember seeing an episode of Harry's Practice where, you know, those pets who do get jealous of the partners? Mate, what if you and Bodhi are really in a relationship? Or that's what he thinks.
Oh, you think Bodhi thinks we're in a relationship? That would be awkward, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think so, no. Who feeds him?
I do.
Oh, well, there you go.
You're totally
there's the bond.
You're in a relationship with
tell
your
us,
dog.
What do you think? Do your pets love you? Is it a thing? 0427 joy 949 on air at joy.org.au.
Yeah. Oh, we have a message in.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody.
We're talking about pets. And now, Nick, let's do this. The word is anthropomorphize.
Anthropomorphize.
So this is where
I've never heard of this before.
This is where you look at your animal, your pet, whether it's a dog, a cat, or maybe a parrot, and you attribute to it human characteristics.
Exactly, yeah.
It may just be hungry. It may just need to get outside and have a bit of a wee. But you are seeing something else. You're seeing this whole other story.
Yes. Kind of like when babies cry and I feel like they must be so sad all the time, but they're not. They don't know how to communicate. That's the only way that they can do it.
And so we put the call out there to say, what's your experience of your pets? Do you think they really love you? Have you really got a bond with them? Or are you just reading too much into it? Perhaps I am with my dog, Bodhi.
Yeah, are you outright in a relationship with them?
And Pete has messaged on 0427 joy 949.
Just recently rehoused my parrots pineapple canoes.
Ooh.
That sounds very fancy. I'm going to be Googling that.
It's like a dessert almost.
Yeah. Like a pineapple fritter. Don't eat your birds. And they are well behaved in their new home until they hear my voice. Then they will bite anyone who goes near them that's not me. They're very overprotective.
Oh,
Pete's parrots. Yeah, I used to have a parrot. I'm a bird person. I don't know if that makes me super weird, but all of the suggested posts on my Instagram are birds. I don't know why. I've clicked on one too many bird videos and become triggered. But I think they are super adorable. They're cute and they're compact as well. And you don't need to walk them.
You don't need to walk them, which
Thanks,
is good.
Thanks, Pete, for messaging in. We are talking now musicals. Are you a musical fan?
I do like a show tune or two. Yes, you've got me there.
How did I know? Mm-hmm. I love a good musical as well. And I'm a bit intrigued by this new choice that's it's in the news this week. And we're going to be seeing Shrek the Musical hitting our shores as of next year.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Which bit are you unsure of? I think it'd be good.
Is it the musical we need? Is it the musical we deserve? I don't know.
Not another musical.
I love a good musical, but Shrek...
Everyone loves a bit of, you know, Smash Mouth. You know, don't we?
Smash Mouth? Oh, they sang
the song?
Some songs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a rock star.
I think the costumes would be great. I just can't wait to see audience members rock up dressed as Shrek and the other characters to watch the musical. That was like my sister's muck-up day costume. They all went as Shrek. Every single person.
Oh, really?
There was a gang of them, like 20 Shreks, and they went and infiltrated the library. So I reckon it'll be pretty hilarious. And do you have any other musicals that you think have not yet been created?
Well, I'm a bit excited. I think Hamilton's coming to Australia. But that is a musical that has been created.
Yes, it has.
But it's not based on a cartoon, though.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of that. But if I think about maybe some... we don't have too many Australian musicals. So when I think back to Australian television shows, could they be turned into a musical?
Oh, that could be, you know, Neighbours the Musical.
Sons and Daughters the Musical.
Homicide the Musical.
There we go.
Yeah, Wolf Creek the Musical.
Cool. So it got us to thinking, what might be an Australian television musical?
Yeah.
An Australian television show that can be converted into a musical?
Offspring?
The Musical.
Yeah.
Sound of the Century, the Musical.
Oh, okay.
0427 Joy 949 or on air
at joy.org.au.
Tell us what you think. Stick around, there's more to come.
We've also been talking about musicals and shows that have been a bit unlikely and turned into musicals. So Shrek is now a musical that's
is
coming.
Is it?
Yes, it's coming next year.
We've been on Broadway for a couple of years now.
Has it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's coming to Australia for the first time.
And I
thought, what kind of things would you like to see as a musical? You know, how any Australian
television
Australian shows?
A musical,
How far back can we go?
All the way.
We're going all the way. Kingswood Country.
I have no idea what's going on here.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing, actually. Annie, try YouTubing it. I don't know if it's out there, but worth a look.
You can't take the Kingswood.
No, that's right. Leave the money on the fridge. There's so many other things we can't say
like
that come from that show.
That's right.
Is this going to be a musical for seniors?
Oh! So rude.
Annie, I don't know how long you're going to last in that chair.
Sorry.
No.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.